Welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the planet. Welcome to this new episode of the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is the one podcast where everything we do, we say, we express aims to support you. Yes, you become the marriage transforming force of your relationship. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about a four-word deep connection phrase that your wife will love hearing every single time. In the podcast here, unapologetically, I very often go into the depths of, spiritual approach, psychological, philosophical approach underpinning, like just really plunge into the depths of the spiritual practice that it is being a powerful, heroic husband in your marriage and awakening that energy. It's like, it's one thing to be that, but the practice is to, like educare, the true path of education is to reveal that which lies within you. We are individually and collectively educating ourselves as men, tapping into that enormous power latent within us to more and more progressively reveal the love that we are, reveal the heroic husband we are, reveal that king archetype that we are at the depths of our being. So there's tons of super deep stuff, and yet at the same time there are certain key, you might call them hacks, but it's like there's certain key strategic ways of showing up. Tactics, strategies, dare I use like blatantly, like objective business style leadership terminology. But hey, it's part and parcel of it as well. If you can find single tools that really work, that are high leverage, use the shit out of them. Like use them and use them lots. So the underpinning is your philosophy, the deep, where your nervous system comes from when you use them. But there are times like it's really cool to get high leverage, simple strategies that will have a beautiful effect, and unapologetically use them to have an effect in your woman, in your marriage that is beneficial to you and to opening her heart. This idea comes from Dewey Freeman. Those of you maybe that have been following all the way along will have listened to the beautiful conversation I had with Dewey there a couple of months ago. You can check it out. I'll have the link to that episode in this episode's podcast description. The title was The Three Most Important Words in Intimate Relationships with Dewey Freeman. Well, this was not the three most important words. I was referring to something else. This is the four-word deep connection phrase that Dewey shared with me that I have to say, I've been using it a lot of the time. It has, like any great idea I come upon, I use it and I see if it's self-evident the effect that it has. I can testify completely that my beautiful queen, she absolutely loves these four words. This phrase, when I use it, without fail, almost every single time, she sort of has this sort of bit of a giggle. It's like, I'm saying that, am I? I'm speaking like that. It has this, it's so super simple. You will actually, maybe you'd be like, is that it? There'll be this part of you go, really? That's it. Those four words. Yet, so often, our rational-minded, masculine brain can overemphasize the importance of complexity, because our minds like getting into the nook and cranny. Give me a problem. If I have to spend 4 hours solving this problem at work as an engineer, as a web designer, as a surgeon, as a whatever, it's like, we just mentally masturbate solving complex shit to bring it back to, I've got the solution. We can very often overvalue complexity when very often it's the simplest expressions. They are the simplest little things that, when done, light up the heart of our queens. That, when done, when said, when expressed, deepens her feeling of safety, thus deepens her feeling of trust in your leadership. Yet 99.99% of the time, we are not doing these simple things. Intermittent at best, but regularly marinating your wife's nervous system with them. The statistics will show, with that much divorce, and on top of the people beyond the people that divorce, that stay together, man, it's pretty putrid, the level of where most marriages end up. And yeah, there's powerful guys listening in that you're pretty proud as punch. You've done good work over the last year or two with your marriage and you've got it to a decent place, but you want more. This is how you get more. You strategically lock in the simplest to implement ideas and you repeat the shit out of them. It's masculine leadership. Lock in with what works. Like, if you see, I remind you of this again, it's in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. It's the simplest things. There's the foundational movement practices that it's effectively the warm-up in all Jiu-Jitsu gyms, training centers throughout the world. The warm-up, about 10, sometimes 15 minutes of the warm-up, the vast majority of it is practicing the foundational movements to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. They're the simplest movements. You learn them in your first few weeks, the first beginner's class, you start learning these movements. If you see beginner, white belts, you know, people are just tipping along, they're sort of distracted when they're doing it. They're looking around, and then you see a black belt. The black belt, and I've heard multiple black belts speak about this, is like the super simple foundational stuff. They put 100% of their attention there. They could be doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu 30 years, yet these foundational movements, which they're still trying to wring out a more effective way of doing it, of applying it, of implementing it. That is the type of standard that I challenge you to start looking at how you're showing up in your marriage. With that type of black belt hunger to lock in on the simple things and max them to the last, it actually becomes pretty easy, marriage transformation, when you lock in like that. There's no haphazard boyish thing of here, oh yeah, I'll send my listen in. Again, no passive listening. That's a boy energy, a king. If you're hungry for massive improvement in your marriage, lock in. The four words are, I love you, and I don't know, I can't be in your nervous systems. Maybe, you know, a few of you are like, that's it, I'm knocking off, I'm going. And yet, give me a moment, like, stay with me. This is so transformational. I love you, and it's where you implement that. There are two specific times during your day, and you will get plenty of opportunities during every fully lived day, you know, living with your queen, to use these and implement them in super high leverage moments. The importance to them are twofold. When you go deep in underneath this, this is like repetition is mastery, but the core feminine desire, the feminine pole, 90% of the time is going to be within your wife in your marriage. The feminine core desire is union, is melting into love. This is actually why, quite often, unwittingly, the masculine deepest desire is freedom, freedom from restriction. And we so often get our deepest need met externally, external from marriage. We get it in the boardroom, in work, entrepreneurship, We get it in our sporting endeavors. We get it in traveling. We get it in other places. So we can have like our jug of needs in our nervous system quite full. So we end up unwittingly forgetting what's most important at home. But the core feminine desires, union and melting into love. Also important in this to remind us, thus, the core feminine desire is union, melting into love. Thus, the core feminine wound is abandonment. So this, I love you, and the first part where you can use this, it helps. It's like it gives nourishment to the abandonment wound. It makes sure that your queen feels radically safe with you. It'll make sense when I introduce the first major place that this is, it is so exquisitely high leverage. It's amazing. The first place that I have found since hearing it from Dewey, and it was on Dewey's advice that I could use it here, if you need to say something difficult, then start with "I love you, Aunt." I'm a big proponent of pre-commitments. It's such a stupendously incredible way to lock in a new behavior. If a certain situation arises, then you commit to taking this action. So the if then here is, if you need to say something difficult, then start with "I love you, and." It also, I've spoken before, like it really helps break up the repressed anger. Repressed anger type thing. 99% of guys that I speak with, they end up building frustration. You might just touch base with yourself. Do you ever like build frustration on a certain topic with your woman? There again, it's sort of in those moments, this is why it's so potent, in moments when, you know, there's an opportunity to say something that's quite difficult. So often guys be like, "Oh, well, you know, for peace sake, I won't say it today." But we end up, we build a frustration, and then it spills out 2 weeks later, 2 months later, you know, a year later, with an outlandish outburst of aggressive energy, when it's like, "Finally, I can take no more. For God's sake, it's been 10 bloody times, blah, blah, blah." And you say it. So there's zero love in those moments. So anytime, and like, put your hand up, like, energetically, if that's true for you, so many men end up like that, on multiple topics where frustration, and then for Christ's sake we unleash, and we feel so justified in the moment of unleashing that aggressive type energy, that blaming, bitter, resentful energy with our women. We're so justified, we don't recognize in the moment how catastrophically damaging that is, and then lo and behold, we wonder why they don't trust us, why they don't trust their leadership, why they won't open up to us. You know, it's like, because it's catastrophically damaging what happens in those moments. Because why? The core feminine wound is abandonment. So if you have this frustration leaking into a buildup of aggressive energy, then you outburst, her heart suffers so severely in those moments. "I love you, and" is an amazing way to break this up. The key practice in for the expression of anger is, very often, you know, when something is difficult to say, it will come at a moment when your beautiful queen has a different perspective to you. Maybe there's been a repeated case, or maybe something new has come up. So there's a difference. You know, it's not difficult to say something to somebody that they already know to be true. You know, it's like, "Hey, baby, you need to go to work today." She knows she needs to go to work today. Like, I don't know, that's a stupidly obvious one. But like, it's not difficult to say something that somebody is already in perfect acceptance and agreement of. The difficulty is when it's, you know, there's a difference of opinion there. Or a difference of experience, or an uncertainty. A deep one is when there is an uncertainty how it will be received. And again, so often the vast majority of us men in modern life, with the living in a profoundly sick society, blah blah blah, I've spoken to it before, but we end up fearing our women will reject us, they'll judge us, they'll criticize us for what we say, or they'll go into those abandonment wounds and they'll just totally like shut us out, effectively. And that feeling of rejection and hurt, we can judge it, we can get very spiteful and harden up, but it really hurts deep down. It hurts deep down to be shut out. So, I love you, and I want to give some practical examples as to how I have been using this with my queen and in general sort of patterns of what I've heard guys in one-on-one coaching and in Heroic Husbands men's circles, etc. Examples like, you know, it sound like this. I love you and I'm not feeling connected with you right now. I love you and I'm not going to accept name calling from you anymore. I love you and I feel you were taking your frustration out on the girls when you were disciplining them. I love you and I'm struggling to have an erection right now. I love you and I'm too exhausted for making love tonight. Could be date night, could be expectations behind it. I love you and I feel our marriage needs major work from us both if it's to survive. You're landing I love you and. It's like I love you and it's also true. But you tread in I love you as the foundation that's under your feet as you're saying this. And it's like you're inviting her onto this foundation of granite. It's like, baby, I love you and this other thing is simultaneously also true for me. But get the foundation of granite under your feet. When you lead with that, I love you and, it's, first of all, energetically, you're coming from love. There's this thing, if you can't come from love, guys, I work in Heroic Husbands men's circles and one-on-one deep coaching work I do with guys, like massive, off the charts, they seem like miraculous results can and do happen when guys implement the stuff, but they're not miraculous. It's like just, it's all based on proven, like known principles of masculine and feminine relating, of like the how the human nervous system works and functions, how what knocks it into a dysfunctional pattern, what knocks it back into a deeply connected, feeling safe, feeling the open for love and acceptance of the world sort of mode. If, like, part of the core practice is, if you're in heart closure, then do not speak. Again, I touch base, like, stop passively listening. If some of you have accidentally, I know you're part of the culture here, you know you don't get, like, a, you don't get a passive listen here. Touch base with yourselves. When, I've posed this before, but I pose it again and again because it's like, really get back. I want this as part of the culture where every single guy listening in gets it and goes, okay, I'm not going to do that anymore. When in the history of your relationship with your wife from the beginning, and maybe unlike me, you've had other relationships previous to this. I was a late bloomer, not quite the 40-year-old virgin, but a mid-20s version of that. How often has it worked for you that you spoke to your beautiful woman from heart closure? From that stinky sort of, I'm blaming her, I'm judging her, my heart is closed, I'm sort of tightened off, I have my arms folded, and I'm going to speak to you from heart closure. How often have you spoke to her from heart closure? To have the spontaneous opening of your wife's heart in front of you, her nervous system just opens into divine, open-hearted bliss, and she's like, they're sexually saying, come and take me, divine king. You know, bestow upon me your heart closedness. It's never happened. It's never happened in the history of men and women getting together, of humans coming together, that if somebody speaks from heart closure, the other person just melts. It doesn't happen. So my challenge to you, to myself, individually and collectively, to every guy that's listening in, we all like to think, so many men, I think it's like this badge of honor. I'm a rational minded being, and we like, our greatest bugbear in marriage is like, when are women get so irrational? You know, like, hands up in the room, but 1,000 guys in the room, 1,000 hands go up. It's like, oh, for God's sake, yeah, when they get irrational. We, my furry haired mammalian male friends, guys, we are arguably the most irrational beings in our marriage. Because we incessantly judge them for being irrational, but in those moments, it's our irrational forces that are driving us crazy. We project judgment onto them to avoid the fact that it's our irrational, emotional forces that are driving us. What's frustration? Every guy is like, oh, do you ever experience frustration in marriage? Oh, I get so frustrated. Yeah, when do you get frustrated the most? It's like, I can tell. Oh, when my wife gets so irrational. What's frustration? An irrational force. It's emotive. So frustration is driving your thinking. State drives story. So if speaking from heart closure never works, don't do it. The masculine, if you're truly tapping into that rational black and white thinking part of you, well, okay, if speaking from heart closure has never worked in ever in the history of me being with my woman, and I trust Mark, like, he has a bit more experience chatting to infinitely more guys than me, and he has yet to meet one human being, and in his marriage it has never worked. You know, there might be some universal truth here, so I am going to commit to not doing that again. I love you and completely breaks that up. It's like, if you cannot speak from I love you and then fill in the blank at the end of that, I'd sort of say, you know, go for a 5-minute walk and come back, circle back and then land it. Get yourself in a space where, you know, you can speak from some grounded love for your woman. And it's also true. There's tons of reasons why that's a struggle, because we have triggered emotionality, we have triggered wounds, etc., etc., etc. But that's your shit. That's your shit, dude. Like, oh, but she caused... No, man. Go back to 0 to 8 years old. Do your foundational wounds. This might be a slap in the cheek. This might be a body slam. And most guys don't have the courage to open up and go with that. It's much easier to just... Here, I'm just going to land this shitty truth to her. Hey, we're not having sex enough. She's not going to respond to that. She's not going to respond to your black and white... You know, like, we're not connecting enough. I feel we need to do deep work in our marriage, or we're going to break up. That, like, triggers her abandonment wounds. So she's just by natural law, by the laws of how, you know, the human nervous systems work, she's not going to be receptive. However, again, the rational part of you, the rational parted part of you, that just made, that was not so rational. The rational part of you, when you access that place, I love you and I feel we need to do deep work in our marriage, baby, or we mightn't make it out the far side here. You know, I love you and I love you and land that next thing. It has a beautiful softening effect that it mightn't make the thing easy to receive, but it gives you, who has this important thing to say to your woman, it gives that being received infinitely a greater chance of being listened to. And that's why you have a conversation. Why communicate the thing in the first place if you're not going to give your message the best chance of being received and heard and digested, and thus what comes back from your woman, you know, will be not so irrational. She will probably meet you there and go, yeah, baby, actually, thank you for sharing that. It is pretty rough how we've been going in marriage. I appreciate, you know, like, how you've landed at. I love you. And you know, she may say that, but she may just, like, meet you there. If you land it on a plate if you serve it on a plate that's digestible for her. The other part is a good feeling double dosing. I've spoken multiple times here that appreciation is, it's like the highest spiritual medicine for the feminine nervous system. Appreciation. The masculine heart grows by direct challenge. You know, it's like, that's why we love classically, you know, like Navy SEAL commanders, and we love like testosterone enriched like leadership, you know, men that like talk black and white and get us going. It gets us like, yeah, man, motivational video type shit. But the feminine heart grows with appreciation. So appreciation already is a super high leverage thing. But you can double dose that. And this is the bit that my wife, my beautiful queen, has been giggling like a girl of 16 at when I landed like this. When I say things like, oh, I love you and you look fucking hot in that dress. I love you and I'm proud of how you handle setting a boundary with your mother. I love you and the meal you just cooked was sublime. Oh man, I think that was the best ever. I love you and that felt like the best blowjob you've ever given me. I love you and you deserve to feel amazing after getting your promotion today. Whatever it is. So double dose it. I'm like, guys, if you want to transform your marriage, don't be listening in here going, yeah, you know, like I'm semi listening in and like, you know, it's like, it's sort of interesting and that, but then I go back to my marriage and like 99.9% that comes through me, it's like pretty much the same fucking shit that I've been showing up. That's not going to do it. That's not going to cut it. I'm like, if you find a strategy and then in this, like, I love you and I express appreciation on that, I'm giving you a double dosing of spiritual medicine that I know, or I now know, is like rocket fuel for your feminine soul. I'm like, guys, like, or if I could reach out to you, if I was having a cup of coffee, I'd be like, man, do you realize how easy this game can get when you lock in on the ideas? When you lock in on what works, again, my direct challenge again and again and again is like, if you pride yourself on, I'm such a rational being, if you're such a rational being, well, it just makes good rational sense of you find something that is like guaranteed to work, and not only work, but be exceptionally effective. That your mind would lock in and you would do everything necessary to put that into practice. The only reason you would not is that you have like an emotional set point from childhood where mincing your fucking spiritual balls in marriage is like the highest point of where you think it's possible to go. Tumbleweed just blows past. You know, the old Western is like, it's like in the desolate inner world is like, oh fuck, he's just pointed out something really uncomfortable here. Is he really saying that I've been recreating the same shitty emotional set point type scenario in my marriage as where my nervous system sort of locked in and went like, dude, you know, at the age of 8 further, that's about the height of what you can expect from human relationships. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Might be awkward, might be indigestible as like a tablet, a cyanide tablet, but definitely infinitely better than cyanide. Like, take the bitter pill, swallow it, and go, yeah, okay, my emotional set point from childhood, I didn't really learn that intimate relationships were nice, were fun, etc., etc., when I was young. But, dude, brothers, I had the exact same emotional set point. That's why for the first 12 years, that's why I had a nightmarish disaster of a marriage. My woman wanted to pack my bags or pack her bags or whatever. It was like, it was disastrous because I had an emotional set point from childhood, which stated, hey, like you don't get, there's not rich pickings, you know, from the intimate relationship in life. When you got locked into the octagon of marriage, I mean, a couple of crumbs off the table and, you know, if you get a cold bowl of soup every now and then, you're doing good, kid. Bullshit. The 5-star, 5-course meal is available to you, to me, to every man that has a beautiful woman there. only if you have the courage to open your heart open to implementing new ideas with 10 out of 10 kingly courage. 10 out of 10 kingly courage. Oh, I love you, Aunt. You know, like, here again, it's like, oh, Mark, you know, it's like, you could send me a message like a week later and like send me like, oh, Mark, well, you know, it's like, it didn't really work. Like, I tried, I love you, and, you know, I said in this really awkward conversation, I love you, and it's like, because, man, you landed with like fucking weak energy, like 2 out of 10 courage energy. Nothing works from there. Your woman yearns for and deserves, she's committing her life to being with you till death do us part. A lot of us have said, or versions of it, like, it's, we're in this for the long run. She's in it for the long run. And if she only gets like 2 out of 10, 3 out of 10, it's like, it's hurtful. She's not going to come and open up her nervous system and heart for that shit. Doesn't matter what you say. This is why I put so much energy into the underlying philosophy and your approach and the deeper shit. And this is what it's like, you know, I love you, and if you just go like in sort of social media version of, oh, I saw this quirky little idea, this is a cool relationship hack, I'll try this. It's bullshit. It won't work. It annoys me. It really annoys me, this fact. I had a guy that was hell yes completely for joining up to Heroic Husbands men's circles. He's one of the first in the list for version 1.0, the first one that launched there 2 weeks ago. He was all on. I mean, the timing was what the timing was, but like, there was like a 5 week wait. He was one of the first guys on the waiting list. There was a 5 week wait before it launched, the Saturday before. And man, if you're still listening in, I send you love, man. I send you love. Where I'm jumping on a call with the amazing brother that he is later on today to see if there's some sort of urgent thing. But his wife handed him the divorce papers the Saturday before he got to join Heroic Husbands men's circles. I'm like, it was devastating for me. I'm like, oh man, it's like, it's just, it moves me. There's just so much potentiality that's there, guys. But we've got to, and this guy, part of it was, and like, courageously doing it, but he was doing another program with his wife, this marriage transformation program or whatever the hell it was called, and it clearly wasn't having a deep enough effect. And it's like, she just went, well, that, and you were doing this other, I think maybe some therapy, and it just wasn't really working. So like, you know, she sort of justifiably was like, hey, this other thing, this Heroic Husbands men's circles, well, that's not going to work either, blah blah blah, and drop the papers. Heroic Husbands men's circles fucking does work, and anything this does work. Women don't know it exists out there, such a place that puts the fire of God, like, wakes up the fire of God in you. But I'm really like bringing this because there's so much unnecessary pain and suffering. I went through my 12 years of it. But I'm like, guys, you don't have to be locked into an endless loop of reality that you inherited from your childhood. You don't. But it takes 10 out of 10 courage to land it. So my challenge to all of you, every single one of you listening in, take these four strategic, amazing high leverage words. I love you, and in two different versions that exists, the highest leverage openings for them is, you have something difficult to say. I love you, and I'm not feeling connected with you right now, baby. I love you, and I'm struggling to have an erection at the moment. I love you, and build the base of love and then speak it. Build the base of love and then speak it. I love you, and this is simultaneously also just happens to be true for me in this moment. She will feel you and trust, and she will feel the safety in it. And then good feeling double dose. I love you, and fuck me, but you look hot in that. I love you, and you were just amazing there now and how you stood up to that person at work. I love you, and wow, you just dominated there in that conversation with kids. I love you, and I love you, and I love you, and ooh yeah, feeling the love, guys. Feeling my, even just speaking to this, my whole fucking, it's like, sometimes, like, I used to sort of apologize for it. It's like, how does this come across? I just get taken over by love. First 12 years of life, one out of 10, the courage. I was like, so rational minded. Now it's like, I just let this fucking epic, good feeling shit come true. And funnily enough, my wife loves it. Funnily enough, guys in Heroic Husbands, men's circles love it. One-on-one coaching. My kids love it. I love it. It feels good to come alive, guys. Guys, come alive, bring your 10 out of 10 courage, and implement every single day, little and often. I love you, and see how it lights up your queen every single time. Coming into landing, you can meet all of this type of strategy and how to implement this to light up your marriage and become the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. It takes 10 seconds of insane courage, not only to implement I love you and, but to think about it and implement jumping on a discovery call. It takes 10 seconds of insane courage to click on the link in the podcast description. Book in your discovery call. I'm booked out this week. I think there's six or seven of them in this week. Marriages are transforming, guys, but they're not going to transform for them in the most insane manner available to you without clicking in and seeing what is possible by booking your Heroic Husband's discovery call today. Reminding ourselves why we do what we do here on a bi-weekly basis. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazing, beautiful, kingly day. And before you go, kingly brothers, I'm so happy to let you know that Heroic Husbands Men's Circles waiting list is now live. Online meetings supporting you up level to hero husband status. Go from fearing your best will never be good enough to becoming the competent and confident husband she brags about. Save years of needless guesswork and confidence eroding disconnection. Click on the link in the podcast description to take your first simple step to becoming the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. Check it out now.